Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for that which is in front of us. We have a life that is wonderful and that is good. We ask your blessings upon the things that we seek to accomplish in our own life, and especially the things that are for God through Jesus Christ. We pray for salvation for the people we know and the people we don't know. There are many people who are decent people, but they have yet to know Jesus Christ. And so we pray for them in our family and church, in our family on the earth, and the people who we really don't yet know. Wonderful, beautiful life is in front of us. And we do pray for our own ability to deal with the people also in front of us. We have a beautiful, beautiful life on a beautiful, beautiful earth. And that doesn't mean it's perfect, because we know it's not. And we know we need your help to make sure that things go well according to your will. Yes, in Jesus' name, and yes, and amen. We have love around us. We have compassion of the people around us. Lord, we thank you for all these beautiful things. We thank you for the physical beauty of the earth, which we see all around us. Beautiful, beautiful, from the rocks and the rivers to the valleys to the mountains. There is beauty even in the rain and the snow and the sleet. Sometime it's a problem, and sometime it's just plain beautiful. Lord, thank you for the system that you have given us here on earth. Thank you for Jesus Christ, and thank you for the ability of belonging to Jesus Christ. We ask for blessings for ourselves and for others. As we love the people around us and have compassion for those also around us. Yes, there is very much in love that we have. We love people and we love the situations around us. And yet we know it's not heaven and it's not heavenly. But we pray for the goodness of God as we go through life. Often enough, we have concerns with people around us. We have concerns with money. And we know that there is a path that the Bible tells us to go on as we go through life. Our Bible advises us and tells us how to live the best life we can live. And yet, there are things that are troubles in life. The Bible tells us there are troubles, and we know that from our very own experiences. Troubles here on earth. Troubles with people, troubles with what we want and what we do have and cannot have. Let us look around us in the world and try to understand how we can be faithful to God through all of this, through all of the wonders and all of the troubles. God bless the people around us. As we see the things going on, oh yes, there are a few things that are just plain difficult. And there's a few things that are just plain very nice and wonderful. So let us seek the things that are of beauty and avoid the things that are trouble. As we allow joy to live in our hearts and peace to live within us, and that we have lips that sing praises to God through Jesus Christ. It is right and true to have wonderful things in our heart and in our mind. And yet we know there are troubles. We can see them developing in our society and in our world. There is troubles in the military, troubles in society, troubles with money. And somehow, with God, we ask for a way to deal with all the things that are troubles so that we still survive. Well, let us be faithful and preach the good news of the gospel to those who are around us. It's what we're called upon to do. As we have warnings about things that are going on, oh boy, I'm just thinking of the church fires in Europe, the church fires in France and England, and how there are stabbings, here and there, France and Europe. We have a battle going on. We have things going on in America, and we want to know how to deal with them, Lord. Sometimes we have to be strong. Sometimes we have to hide, especially the innocent people that we know and love. They might be family members. They might be people who are just around us, maybe in church, maybe the elderly. But Father, help us to do the right thing as we go through life and seek to do your will. We know that the world, or at least part of the world, really is not happy with America. They want to destroy us. Russia, China, Venezuela, North Korea. Other countries are kind of sympathetic to that too. Some South American countries, even Mexico. There are countries that want to plot the destruction of America. And so, what are we going to do as we seek to be faithful to you and spread scripture to the whole world, the good news of Jesus Christ? Sometimes we will need a little bit of money to spread the word. Sometimes we will need a little bit of strength or even a strong military. Just let us remember that it is all for the purpose and glory of God through the gospel of Jesus Christ. Goodness and strength, and the world has a chance to come to Jesus and know the good news and experience an eternity in heaven. So we pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ throughout the world. There are plenty of people who need prayer. We need prayer. Our family needs prayer. Our Christian family on earth and in the United States needs prayer. As we think about the things that in the Bible that show we all have a need, let us remember those things. The Christian story is a part of hope that we have. It is about Mary and Joseph and Mary that traveled to Jerusalem, where they were from, because the government of Rome required all people, all Romans, to take part in their, what do they call that, a count of the people, of where they are and counting the people. So Joseph was from Bethlehem and went back to Bethlehem along with Mary, his wife, and Jesus was born in Bethlehem. And a few people will read the Bible and understand how things happened before the birth of Jesus. They will read about the angel of the Lord who appeared to the shepherds in the field, and how that angel was a messenger of God and said, "Do not be afraid, for I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people in the earth." Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born unto you. He is the Messiah. He is the Lord. So the angels made an announcement about Jesus coming to the earth, a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, and laying in a manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. Yes, we know the songs and we love them. And I think about how every parent knows the joy of having hope in the future through a sweet baby that lays his head down. So many parents also know the trouble or the pain of having a child that you love do something unloving. I think of the parents today who send a child to be educated in a state-run school, a school where there is much ungodliness to be learned. I think of my own children and how they have learned ungodliness. And I applaud the people who would homeschool. We homeschooled too, but not completely. So there is a matter of people who choose a different path, and it takes them away from Jesus, especially as we learn things from public school. It's a question of what are each one of us going to do? Do we want the children to be our friends for life? Well, I'll tell you, I have formed a great friendship with my children. And of course, it's not perfect, but it is a great friendship. And I think that homeschooling had a big part to play in that. So today, every one of us has things in front of us that require a choice, and what are we going to do? I hope we all choose the path that leads to godliness for us and our whole family. And people often say, glory to God in the highest, and peace to those on earth. See, those are about what the angel said. And we have these desires because it is really and truly what we want. So there is much to be said. And what will the people say? What will you say about loving Jesus and loving your own children enough to help them get to heaven? Eternity in heaven and not hell. We all have problems that come up, we all have regrets that we have, but we have life and we continue to pray for all the people we love, and we seek to do the best that we know how in a godly way for the people who we love and for our families. And that's what we do. I think of John 14:33, where if a man loves me, he will keep my commandments, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode in him. See, that is what we want. We want to have that relationship with God through Jesus Christ, with ourselves and our family, our children. We treasure that relationship with God. And we certainly have much to learn as we read God's Word. There is much goodness in God's Word. In fact, it's perfect. But so often we have an interpretation of God's Word that causes us to think of what we would like to think of instead of what actually is written. So we have a great joy and wonder as we read from God's Word from page to page. I think of reading from page one to the very end of the book, and I hope that everybody will do that, to learn what is liked of God and what is not liked by God, and then to live by it. I think of the people who have God's truth and live according to it, and I think of the people who do not have Bible truth, and they have a different truth that they live by. And so often it's an error. They think about grace as earned or grace as being lost, and how we are born or reborn. And there's questions about the Spirit of God. There's questions about how we are glorifying God. And how do we do this? What can we do to encourage God's love? How it acts in our life. I tell you, there are questions and there are answers, and we just want to get more and more close to God through Jesus Christ. Get saved through Jesus Christ. And we all have a little bit of understanding that is different one from another, but we know that it is wonderful to have that relationship, and we want to be a part of God's kingdom. So, seek Jesus and know how to follow him. Read the Bible from page 1 to the very end of the book. I hope everyone will do that. And then spend eternity with Jesus in heaven and get to know him personally as we read his word and pray. Yes, let us pray for the people around us, both the saved and the unsaved. Strengthen the people who are followers of Christ. Strengthen the pastors and the priests, Lord. And give people love and heal their hearts. I seem to want so many things from Jesus from time to time. And I know that everybody does from time to time. We just have things we need, things we desire, and so we pray for them, for ourselves and for other people. As long as we have life, are alive on this earth, we have hope for the people who do not yet know Jesus, and we pray for them, because that's what we do. We have people we love, or even people we don't love, and we want them to know Jesus and become a more loving person themselves. So, we pray all the time for the people around us. We pray for Christ followers and people who don't yet know Christ. After all, we don't want anyone to get thrown into the lake of fire. Well, there's many verses that talk about judgment in the Bible. Many verses talk about heaven and hell. And we want to put things together in a way that we can understand as we read the Bible and get understanding, all sorts of understanding, sometime of pleasure, sometime of pain, sometime of the truth that God tells us. And I think of Revelation 21:8. For some reason, that has stuck with me several times. And you could say that in Revelation 21:8, God shows us what he is saving us from. He's saving us from the lake of fire. And let's see. Revelation 21:8. But the fearful and the unbelieving and the murderers and the whoremongers, the sorcerers, the idolaters, and all the liars will have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. That's what we would go into if we were sinners, that is described in Revelation 21:8. So the older I get,
the more I examine this concept of death, and I can see that death applies to all of us, and we all kind of want to be saved from the experience of death. But the Bible says after death comes the judgment. And so there's some things that are just in the natural order of God, which I don't see how we're going to change. It's God's order, and He has ordained it. So we want to remember how we were in life. Thinking of when I was young, I remember being terrified of death. I remember thinking about hell a little later in life and how I got terrified of hell. But as time went on and I studied God's word and prayed, I got to have a better understanding of death. But the other thing that happened was I got to know people who were my friends or my family, and they died. And I got to see them, which was just about in the last moments, or at least the last days of their life. And I could see how there was a great difference between two different people. The people who knew Jesus and the people who did not know Jesus. The people who did not know Jesus were afraid. They had fear in their eyes, on their faces, and they really were scared. The people who did know Jesus were calm, understanding, and accepting. They were all right with death. And what a huge difference just to think of, if I accept Jesus, I will not have fear of death. So, we do want to have life be comfortable and not traumatic. So that is a word that I would pass on, to not have trauma, but instead have Jesus Christ in your life. And that knowing Jesus is the key element of a comfortable death or a terrible death. That's what I have observed as I've been around people who have passed into the next life. So I urge you and your family and friends, to have that close relation with Jesus Christ. Accept Him and understand what He talks about in the Bible. There are wonderful things in the Bible, promises that God gives us, and there is just what life is about. So have a look at the Bible, understand it, and see how you want to be a part of God's kingdom with and through Jesus Christ. I talk to people, and often enough people listen about what is going on with the kingdom of God. And often enough, we talk about if they are willing to be a part of the kingdom of God and not have fear of death, or be a part of the kingdom of God and be obedient to it to show that you belong to Him. It's always a question of considering, are you saved or are you not saved? And everybody has a little different view of this. Some people say, oh, they don't believe in God and they will not accept Jesus. Some people, when they learn about God and the consequences that are in the Bible, say, oh, yes, I want to be a Christian right now and live for Him forever. It's all different. And that's why people, some will go to heaven, and some will go to heaven, hell. And I love the people, both of them, who accept or reject Jesus Christ. I still love them.
and I still want them to have the best for their eternal life, which is heaven through Jesus Christ. But you do what you can. You help them to understand as much as you can. Because right now is the time to live. And you talk about that with them. You talk about how we have good times in life, and we can have good times as we pursue our eternal life and our relation with God through Jesus Christ. We seek to present an eternal relationship with God, with Jesus, for you, and for you to enjoy heaven with Him. And of course, there are lies all over the place, lies about what it is to be saved, lies about a religion that can save you or a religion that will not save you. There are cults. There are false religions. There are teachers who teach they know the way to God when they really don't. And I think all these are part of Satan's dominion. When he wants to tell you things that are lies, but you have to know enough of the truth in the Bible to understand that you are hearing a lie. And that comes as you read the Bible and you understand all that you can of the Bible. It's an amazingly good book, thorough and wonderful, easy to understand, but you do have to pay attention as you read it. And believe the Bible and not believe the father of lies, who is Satan. There's many people who will tell you lies, and it's something which I would say ask God about so that you have an understanding. As we go through this joyous time in life, this joyous time of year too, we have wonderfulness and goodness in our life as people enjoy honoring God with a relationship with Jesus. It's good news. It is wonderful. And somehow we need to pursue it so that we understand what we are pursuing and saying yes to. It's up to each one of us to do this. And we have evidence that there is a God and that God hears our prayers. It's evident as we go through life, as we pray and ask for things for ourselves, God answers those prayers. It is evident as we pray for other people and ask God to send something that they need or give them understanding. And suddenly they have the understanding. And you say, thank you, Lord. Lord is amazing for what he does and who he speaks to. I think of 1 Thessalonians 5:16, where there are people who talk about loving Jesus and loving God. And we have that love even for people who have done us wrong. And that's a part of what it is to be a follower of Christ, to love other people, even who have done us wrong. When I think of Jesus and the people who did him wrong, and he still said, Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So here we are. We have people all around us who have done us wrong, and we want to be able to say, Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That's according to everything we can tell. So we say that prayer when we can. And there's a lot of people who have a lot of life experiences. Some of it is holy. Some of it is unholy. Some is good. Some is bad. And there is every element of life that we seek to understand as we go through life. And we ask God for help and understanding. We pray for the unsaved. We pray that light
gets into the darkness all around us. We pray for eternal joy instead of eternal torment. But what does our Bible say? What does it say to do? I'm going to let you read that because I think it's important for each of us to pursue God and godliness personally so that we have that relationship with Jesus Christ. And there are plenty of pastors who can tell you just what to do. Does that last with you? Does that stay so that you can understand it and practice it? Or was it just something you like to hear? That's why I like to suggest people read Scripture. It stays with you longer. And then you can put it into practice as you go through life. Choose hope and joy and choose Jesus Christ. Let Him be in charge of your life. And there's a lot of questioning that we do. I know that. There's a lot of questions we have as we seek understanding. There are future things that we seek to understand. There's family matters. There are people who love us and people who, they might pray for us too. It's just an amazing thing and I don't really know what to say because they're all sorts of people and they have all sorts of ideas. But that's the thing about being in constant prayer. Is we pray for the many people who we know, the ones we love and the ones we don't love. We still pray for them because there is still something that we can understand from what they know. Yes, it's for us, but yes, it's for the glory of God mostly. So we will keep praying and be ready to pray for others, be ready to act, as there is a situation right in front of us, and let us use wisdom as we act. Let us pray before, during, and after to have God's wisdom about how to deal with the situation right in front of us. Using wisdom, God's wisdom, and that is what we want to do. Oh, the Lord is amazing and provides so many situations for us now and in the soon coming days. We have many people who are going to question God or even reject God. And there are many people who are going to love God and seek to do His will here on earth. There's just many people. Lord, use me. Lord, use all of us to do your will. Be with us, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, amen. We know people, family, we know people who are neighbors, we know business people, we know people who do amazing things, and every one of them needs to be strengthened, so remember them in prayer. Even the pastors need to be strengthened in prayer. The people in our churches need to be strengthened in prayer. So remember to pray. Can I say without ceasing? Yes, pray without ceasing. Many people need our prayer. So pay attention to the things that are in front of us that will bring safety and security. Yeah, physical safety and security, as well as spiritual and mental safety and security. That's just a part of living. We have all these things that are our concerns, and we want things to last. Heavenly Father, be with us, preserve our life, and show us how we can better serve you, Lord God. Give us ears to hear your word, your will for our life. Well, we talk about things that are, well, we talk about everything. Things that are we desire things that are serving God, things that we can learn about. Everything. We have so many things to pray for right now with people who are distracted. Oh, that's another one. You see that people are distracted all through or walking around. In life, we see people distracted by their cell phones and their electronic messages. And we know that when people are distracted, it is far easier to, what did I say? Well, it's to hurt or kill them or take advantage of them, because that is what is going on in so many parts of our land. People are getting their stuff stolen from them, and that includes people who have a cell phone, people who walk around looking at their cell phone. Somebody asks you a question. You might put your cell phone away. That person sees where you put your cell phone, and they very gingerly steal your cell phone at the first opportunity they have. And then there are thousands, tens of thousands of cell phones that are sold to other countries like China. And they pay a low amount for cell phones, but those cell phones are reloaded, reactivated, and they sell those used cell phones as new cell phones, the ones that you used to have. So I say that as a way of saying, be careful for all the things that are going on around us. There are people who want what we have, and they are willing to steal it, whether it's our cell phone or our life. If it wasn't for the ministry work that I do, I never would have found out how seriously bad some people in America are. And I met a few that they told me in the old days before they knew Jesus, they literally would just as soon shoot you as look at you. And they always went armed. We have a situation in America where there is every sort of people and every sort of people wanting to take what you have, whether it's your money, something else good that you have, or your life. They really just want what they have, want what they want, and often enough it is for buying drugs so that they can get that high that their body is craving, their mind is craving. And that's something which I never would have learned about, but through ministry I found out that there really are people like that who just don't care about you at all, and all they want is that high, whatever it is, through drugs, through alcohol, through anything. And they will steal, rob, and destroy just to get what you have. Now that's something we have to be aware of as we go through the seasons of life, including these coming weeks. All the time, we need to be aware that there is evil in front of us, around us, waiting for a chance to pounce on us. And that's just the way life is. And we want to be careful for the innocent people around us. We want to protect ourselves and our family. And the biggest thing we can do is be aware that there really are seriously bad people in the world. I think the other thing we can do is to go places as a group where people will both witness and defend you and me, so that If trouble comes, if there is a bandit, if there is a rapist, if there is a killer, if there is great harm ready to come to you, that there are people ready to defend you and me from the evil. And that is the advantage of going around as a group, which is what Mary and Joseph did when they came down from Bethlehem to Jerusalem. And a part of that time, they couldn't find Jesus on the way back. And Jesus was in the temple doing his Father's work. But the point is that's how people traveled in those days, so that they were not robbed or destroyed by the evil bandits. And perhaps someday we will have to be more aware of the forces that are around us and protect ourselves in ways that we never used to have to. And I don't know what that is. I just know that I want everybody to be careful and prepared so they don't get damaged in their bodies and their minds. So that's another little thing. We have people who are predators in society, and they want to hurt people just because they want what they want, and they're going to take it. They're going to steal from you, whatever it is. That's what they want, and that's what they're going to do. How do we defend against it? I just said, some of us can be strong enough to protect ourselves, but very often we are not strong enough because there is a group of them. And if there is a group of us, that would be what it would take to stop the aggression from happening. The world is full of violence. Oh boy, have we seen it in the world. Oh yes, we have. All over the world there's violence, there's force, there is military force and personal force. And I think about that October 7th invasion of Israel, where people were killed, they were raped, they were tortured. It's just a terrible thing, and then imprisoned for years, a couple of years. Oh, it was terrible. And I just mean that things can happen. And if we think we are completely safe because we're in a safe place, I say better think again, because there is trouble all over the world. There are bandits. There are people that want to hurt you and want to hurt the people around you. They want to hurt the Sunday people and the Saturday people. They want to hurt the Jews and the Christians. They want their own philosophy to be in the world and not you and not your philosophy. So in America, we have things where, well, you must know that America is viewed as a rich country, and where people go, Americans are thought of as rich, and so they are a target. Even in America, compared to other parts of the world, America has riches that the rest of the world does not have. And so, every American is a target, even if you don't have any real assets. You still are a target, often because the other people have no assets compared to you. So you have to be extra careful with what is going on. Even when I don't know exactly what is going on, I know that that goes on in the world, and we all have to be extra careful to protect ourselves from people. Well, just all sorts of people. So be watchful and have a hope still in God through Jesus Christ. But know that there are people who really want to take complete advantage of you. And therefore, stay protected I was thinking of the people who, you might have heard the reports. It's law enforcement does certain reports, and they talk about people who put something, a drug, whatever that would be absorbed to the skin, on a car door handle or a house door handle. And as you touch it, it gets into your body and it creates a confusion and a loss of coordination. And as a person would watch you become disoriented and unstable, they would know that now was the time to attack you or your family. That has been going on all over the United States. Yeah, it's not that common, but it certainly does happen, and law enforcement knows that it happens. And that's how we get warned, is we hear the people who know what is happening, they warn us. And it's something you can be aware of. I know people who will only go out in public areas wearing an exam glove to protect their hands. I know of policemen who have their leather gloves. Oh, they have all sorts of things. All I mean to say is there are troubles in the world, and we have to be aware how serious everything is and how there are people who want to take our stuff, whether it's stuff or our body or our life. There's even people who want to take our organs and kill us. That has been going on in different parts of the world. It's terrible. It's terrible. But it is happening. And it's something we really want to know is going on and protect ourselves. Be cautious. Be careful about the things that are going on. As we wish people a wonderful, joyous time of the year with the holidays that are around us. There are Christian holidays. There are Jewish holidays. So do have that joy in your heart, but also do remember that there are people who don't have that joy in their heart and they want to take advantage of you. Know that it's true, because otherwise we have no real defense against the evil that is around us. Look after your own area, control your area as best you can, and watch after the things around you. There are many people who want to steal the good things that you have, and you want to protect your family, your life, the things that you have. And remember, once they get your wallet, they know where you live. Once they get your keys, they have access to your home, your assets, and the people who you love. It might be your wife, it might be your children. But with your identification and your keys, they have access to the people that are your family who you love. So just remember, it's a time for extra caution as people are using more terrible and evil ways to take from you whatever they can. Oh, it hurts to talk about such things now at this wonderful, joyous time of year. But that is also the time of year when serious things happen, because the good people are letting their guard down. They are not as careful as they otherwise would be, because they have joy in their heart. They have good thoughts on their mind. And they want goodness. But there are people who are evil, and they want nothing that is good. They want only to take advantage of you, and they are ready to do it, whatever it takes. So I want to remind you that all these things are right in front of us, and we want to be careful. We want to do things in a way that are extra careful. You might call it insurance. You might, well, speaking of insurance, that's a part of the scam. There are people who say they need your insurance. They need your home address to contact you for one reason or another. There might be a legal issue and they want to know how to contact you. They say they have to contact the police or the insurance company or something because a violation has happened and they're taking you to the judge. They're taking you to the lawman. And somehow they need your information. So, just another way to be careful because there are scams going on. People who want to take from you. People who want your information. And what can you do? Always something. But there are always people who have something planned for you that is more terrible than you would have imagined. So you have to be extra watchful. You might have to have several people with you who can help you be watchful. That's always a good thing. And I've had these stories be told to me by many people at many times over the last 10 years. Many people who talk about the hard things that have happened to them or people they know and love. It's not comfortable. It's not nice to listen to. It's not nice to know that these things actually happen, but they do. And so we can have the Bible passages that talk about loving your fellow man, loving your family, but it still has to be loving your family in a way that protects them from the evil that wants to get them. And that means the bandits. That means the people who would put a drug into your body to take advantage of you or your family. And you can do something to protect them. And that's what I'm talking about. Protecting the people you love, or the people that are elder, or the people just that you know. So pay attention to that and remember that that's enough because I just don't want to get into too much of the continuing negativity, but it is something to be aware of, and God does warn us about the things that are tricky too. I think of 1 Kings chapter 13, 11, where there's a young man who God says, don't do this, just go and do what you're told. And the young man meets an old man. And the old man says, oh, I have something for you. Here, take some of this. And the young man disregards what God has told him. And he wants to be kind to the old prophet guy. And so he takes the food and drink from the old prophet guy after God told him, don't eat and drink, just go and do this and then come back. So what happens? The young prophet guy, God says, well, God sent a lion to kill him because he disobeyed what God told him directly. And that is something which we also have to be watchful for. Are we obeying God the way we ought to? It's something which is a lesson that we have a hard time with because there's a young man of God and an old man who was told to be a man of God. Again, 1 Kings 13. And so we have to remember who we belong to, which is God through Jesus Christ, and who we obey. We obey God through Jesus Christ, and we have to be cautious and careful about the people who would tell us any different. So here we are, trying to figure all this out as we go through life, and use caution in every way. I do think about caution, and I think about being prepared for situations that are unexpected. That's what I write my little preparedness paper about, which I invite you to get. My preparedness paper just sent me a stamped self-addressed envelope. We'll get that back to you. John Stephenson, P.O. Box 7222, Chico, California, 95927. And of course, I welcome any donations because it costs to keep things going. And my income is very small. So I do wish you well. I wish you continuous prayer. And God bless you. Thank you for today. Amen.